The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Gannett Company, which owns USA Today and other newspapers, is offering $815 million for Chicago-based Tribune Publishing. Let's take a look at the proposed deal with Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Does this come as a surprise?
I don't think so. Newspapers are in deep trouble. That's no secret. And there's kind of been a natural progression of ownership changes that have been taking place. The old families that owned the newspaper in each one of these local markets and took a lot of pride in building those properties and telling local stories, they're on their way out, if not long gone. Corporate media came in and took over, everybody trying to eat each other's lunch. Now people are realizing there isn't enough lunch for everybody, so it's time to consolidate, and this is a big one between two pretty good-sized titans in the industry.
What does the record show? Gannett has swallowed up other newspapers around the country. What happens to those newspapers when Gannett buys them?
Well, a couple of things. You know, when you take on a big purchase and take on debt, like they proposed to do with this Gannett purchase, you have to look at both sides of the ledger. And unfortunately for staff and the people who care about telling local stories, a lot of times that means looking for, in corporate speak, efficiencies. And that translates a lot of times into staff reductions, firing the photographic staff, doing layoffs. And all these newspapers and all these newspaper groups have been through this large, you know, consolidation process, which on that side of the balance sheet does include cuts, and it's unfortunate. Gannett, you referred to other purchases. They just bought the Journal Media Group for $280 million some time ago, adding 15 papers, and they're hoping to add another 9 major dailies with this purchase. So it is a big consolidation move, and it'll be interesting to see what that means for Gannett as they try to manage both the expense and the cost side, and the profit side going forward.
Tribune officials acknowledge that they have to take a look at this. Their shareholders, you know, would demand that. But do you think this is a done deal?
Gosh, you know, if you own a newspaper or a newspaper chain, and somebody comes offers you a six times multiple on that, a 63% premium on your last close, and again, you're in the newspaper industry, I think you've got to take a serious look at it. And I would expect this deal to be done unless egos continue to get in the way of the Tribune's, you know, progress forward. They've had a real mess with ownership from Sam Zell to Michael Farrow now. A lot of guys with millions of dollars in their pocket think they have the secret sauce, think they can come in to pull the levers and save the place and turn it around. And all they've done is push forward on the yoke, basically, on an airplane that's already in a dive.
Do we lose our local coverage of Chicago?
I don't know that you lose it, because Chicago is such a big, vital market. Nobody's going to walk away from that. But I think under the Gannett model, the Tribune becomes part of this USA Today network. In a direct challenge, I think, to the New York Times and as a national property, where local stories are created and generated, of course, but that's also got a major sharing and network piece, almost like kind of like the television model, the relationship between the local TV affiliates and their networks. They're sharing. There's an idea that the sum of the parts makes a greater whole.
Well, the Sun-Times carries about 10 pages of Gannett information every day. I mean, it is part of the Chicago Sun-Times every day. They have a sharing deal.
Yeah, and you might end up with a further consolidation between the Sun-Times and the Tribune. Who knows what this could kick off in terms of, again, trying to work both sides of that balance sheet, trying to find the revenues that are available out there for newspapers these days, and also looking at costs and the expense side.
Okay, Tom, thanks so much for the information. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Up next, Bloomberg.